This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is going slower than we would like in a lot of places, yes, but vaccines are getting out there. Essential workers and medical staff, seniors, now increasingly people with other risk factors. Also, though, the people who grow and process the food that makes its way to our grocery store shelves. So, a couple of days ago, we got Patrick Smith back on the phone. He and his family run Loftus Ranches. Apples and hops is what they do up in Washington State's Yakima Valley. And I asked him when we talked how it's going.
So far, so good. You know, we're feeling pretty optimistic here, especially today. The state of Washington accelerated the timeline for vaccinations for agricultural workers. And so we've actually got most of our employees today at a clinic getting their first shot. So
that's great.
Feels really good to be in this spot right now.
Yeah, just a quick word here on your workforce, right? I mean, you deal with a mobile workforce, right? They come and they go, they move around. You obviously pay the expenses. I talked to you and your dad when I was up there a number of years ago. You put them up. But they're in, you know, sort of group housing, and it's close quarters, and vaccine and virus stuff is real for them on the ground.
Yeah, it's close quarters. They work together. They ride to work together. They cook dinner together. Yeah, those environments definitely do have a higher risk of transmission. And, you know, it accentuates the importance of getting those people vaccinated. They are on the front lines of the food production industry in this country, and putting them at a high priority to get vaccinations, like the state of Washington has done here, is welcomed, especially in areas like Yakima County, where such a high percentage of the population is involved in these types of activities that don't lend themselves to working from home.
Yeah. I don't want to get too deep into the politics of this, but obviously there's a change in the White House. There is some change in trade policy certainly being talked about. Is that a wash for you? Have you seen it? Are you paying attention to it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're paying very close attention to it. You know, there's still some challenges to overcome around, you know, some of these shipping container shortages and just global supply chain and logistics issues that are impacting our ability to get some of our products overseas.
All right, wait, let me back you up to the shipping container thing, because we had a story on the program a number of days ago about shipping containers and the shortage of it. And I need you to help me understand how an apple farmer in the Yakima Valley is concerned about a global shortage of shipping containers. I guess your stuff goes in containers.
Yeah, yeah. So for the products that we ship over to Asia, going on ocean freight and in shipping containers is our primary method of getting that fruit over to large Asian markets, right? And so when we don't have the big metal boxes to put them in to get them on the boat, that fruit sits here in Washington waiting.
It's a global economy. We just work in it. Real quickly, can't talk to you without talking about hops, because you guys make beer, too. I am, in point of fact, wearing my Bale Breaker Brewery t-shirt today, which I paid for, by the way, just for the record.
Wonderful.
How's the hops business? That's what's going in the ground, right? Hops now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting fields prepped for planting for hops. The hops business is good, but, you know, sales that we thought we were going to have didn't come to fruition because people aren't drinking out in bars and restaurants. And so there is certainly an impact there, but we're getting through it.
So just real quick, and then I'll let you get back to the work of actually running your farm. How long do you figure it's going to be until you can look back and say, okay, we're through it and things are normal again? What's your guess?
Yeah, I'm really hopeful that when we get to our harvest season globally, things are really looking up. I'm pretty optimistic. Hopefully by kind of late summer, we've got most of the pain behind us.
Here's hoping. Patrick Smith, he and his family run Loftus Ranches and a brewery called Bale Breaker up in the Yakima Valley in Washington. Patrick, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks, Kai.